Our government annoyed the Indians.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Well, now, I'm real pleased that you two have asked for this here English lesson.
Well, now, I never... Sam just...
Hush, Leon. Now, go ahead, Jesse. Learn us something.
Well, let's take these two verbs, persecute and prosecute, for example. We've been studying this in that course I'm taking up at that college.
Can't we take them one at a time, Jesse?
Yeah, or half of one.
Now, hush, you two. This is the latest method of teaching. You compare two things, and you understand both of them better.
You mean I could understand you better if I was to compare you to Sam, Mr. Jesse?
Well, Leon, I don't know about that.
Yeah, Leon. Me and Jesse's both businessmen, and we...
Here I am, worried about these two understanding the differences between persecute and prosecute, and the leader of the two blurts out, "Me and Jesse is."
Leon understands that now, Jesse. Go ahead and persecute us.
Persecute? Sam, I was going to teach you.
Well, I reckon we're ready, Mr. Jesse.
Well, persecute means to attack or to annoy some. And
don't we annoy you sometimes, Mr. Jesse? Ain't you said that?
Well, I have, Leon.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Is that all that means, that big word?
Well, yeah, Sam, that's what it means.
Well, why do we need it then? We know what attack means and annoy.
Yeah, like when the old scorpion was attacked by a rapid skunk.
Not rapid, Leon, rabid.
Rabid?
Now, you see, there's an example of not knowing the difference between words.
Well, that's right, Leon. Rabid means the skunk had rabies,
and rapid just means fast.
Well, he's pretty fast, all right. He got away while old Scorpion was sitting down rubbing his eyes.
And this was going to be an English lesson. Now, let me give you an example of persecution. Now, Hitler persecuted the Jews.
When was that?
Leon, that is for the big war.
And the United States government persecuted the Indians in this country.
The government annoyed them, did it?
Well, they was a little more than just annoyed, Sam.
Yeah, that's right. I seen on television where the government wouldn't let the Indians drink no alcohol. Guess that's the reason none of them get to play sports.
Now, that'd be annoying.
Sam... Leon, I'm going to explain now about prosecute. You see now?